people say I have a drinking problem, but I have no problem drinking at all. This is the perfect pour.
Yeah, people are stupid. No problems here.
Who are these people?
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to do like we always do it. Going to hang out an hour or two, have some good beer, hopefully, and talk about the beer we had last week and beer we're looking out for. And the listeners are going to call us and leave us little podcasts or leave us little messages. And so we can find out what the hell's going on out there in the beer world. Because I don't know. I don't go out there anymore. All I know is what happens in the beer garden. Mikey's beer garden. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that place pretty well over the past 6 months. But I don't know what the hell else is going on other than Save Mart. Before the show, we started drinking, tailgating. I have a General Sherman TDH Nelson, a triple dry hopped with the Nelson General Sherman from Tioga Sequoia and from Matt. So I'm enjoying that. It's bitey. What do you got there, Nick?
Is that what you put on your Untappd review? It's bitey.
It's bitey. Oh, I'm going to now.
4 stars. It's too bitey.
Too bitey.
I've got from Wild Barrel. Matt's clearing the fog off his screen.
Matt has a...
He's
got a Wookiee, a black Wookiee, or a cat in his camera. I don't know which.
Tell your cat it's not this kind of show. We don't need to see that.
There's a little bit more than I was expecting to see.
He winked at us, I'm sure.
What do you have at next?
So I got Wild Barrel's Vice Nectarine Cherry Sour. Prepared to 1 star the F out of this can, and I'm pleasantly surprised. It's nice. Maybe 3.75 stars.
Where did you get that? Did somebody donate that, or?
Yeah, this came in a box from Matt, I believe. So I don't know where he got it from.
What's the
Wild Barrel?
No, I know cherry. That, but where are they from?
Oh, San Marcos,
San Diego area. Where would that be from?
Googling. Escondido Vista.
Yeah, it's like North
La Mesa.
North San Diego.
Yeah. Carlsbad, Oceanside. Temecula. Is it Temecula Vern from Temecula?
Maybe it's Temecula Vern.
I don't know. Maybe this is a Chew Your Beer.
Oh, yeah, it might be Chew Your Beer. Let's go with that. Thanks, Chew Your Beer.
We'll give incorrect credit until credit is claimed.
I think I think every week we give incorrect credit at this point. So
erroneous credit.
Matt, what do you got?
Claim your prize.
From Fieldwork Brewing Company, I have their NoHo Dank, which is a West Coast IPA.
All right. How is that?
It's a dank West Coast IPA.
All right. If you like dank West Coast, it's there.
It's all in the name.
All right. Well, we're ready to roll on with the show. Culture. Birita?
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 Burrito.
Have a burrito?
Burrito.
When you eat, when you have a burrito, do you...
Sauce on the side.
Okay. That's kind of where I'm going. And... Or I, especially breakfast burritos, or right. I do the salsa on the side, but like I'll dab it with each bite. I'll dab some more on top as I bite into it. Is that how you have yours, or do you not bother with doing that?
No, I'm a weirdo. I knife and fork my burrito. So whoa. I have my sauce on the side.
Oh man.
And with every fork stab, I then dip in sauce. Okay. And then take the bite.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry. I incorrectly eat burritos and pizza, by the way, if we're going to jump on this train.
You like the Seinfeld episode?
I will knife and fork my pizza too.
Isn't that a Seinfeld episode where he uses eats something with a fork and knife and like it becomes a trend? Wasn't that a Seinfeld episode?
That sounds right. We're looking for that one at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Sorry. Somebody, burritos.
Oh, the Snickers Matt. Bar. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. And then Elaine, like, who is it starts it? Is it Elaine that starts it? Or?
Wow. They have George on the preview.
George starts it, and then like Elaine's boss starts doing it, and it becomes a thing. All right. Seinfeld reference. Who wants to start? Who's got some culture? Matt.
My computer monitor is out, so.
GoFundMe page for Matt's computer monitor.
It'll come back. I haven't been too much in the culture past couple days. I'm just trying to absorb knowledge from CCBA and Brewers Association right now. There's a possibility our county will go into red in a couple of weeks here, so I'm just trying to plan for that and see what's different for us and how we can.
So bumping into the red, does that mean, is that 25% openage?
25% indoor. Still have to serve meals, but it's in the right direction as far as general health of the community and ability to, resume more of a normal business operation.
Well, so right now, are you guys outside in the beer garden? Are you allowed to seat people outside in the beer garden right now?
Like with any restaurant and brewery licenses that contract with food, or if they have their own kitchen, they could all serve outside if they're serving meals.
Is it open tables, or is it actually like you have to seat people?
You have to seat people and you have to sell them the meal.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting at is the seating part. Like, do I like it? I think I like it. The seating part, like outside of this pandemic, if I go to a beer garden, I'm trying to figure out, do I like being seated or not? Or do it? Because I, in general, in restaurants, I can't stand the hawking a table model of places like they have at the Bulldog place across from Fresno State with the sandwiches and stuff.
Dog House.
Thank you. It's like one of the most iconic places in Fresno. I couldn't think of it for a second. So Doghouse has like a half-half, like you can, half of it is hawking your own, making your own table, and half of it is waiter, waitress. And I can't stand the model of like waiting for somebody to leave their table and then jumping on their table and then all their shit's on the table. And then you got to sit there and wait. I just don't like it. So that's sort of, that's how the model is for breweries, and that's fine. I'm more okay with it when I'm at a brewery, but I kind of like this model of waiting for a table at a brewery. And I don't know. What do you guys think about that as just beer geeks outside of Matt being running a beer garden? If you can take yourself out of that, Matt, and become a beer geek, how do you think of
the hover model?
Yeah. How do you think of being seated at a beer garden instead of hawking your own table?
Chances are when you go to a place, there's probably a certain area you want to sit, and it is a gamble if they're going to seat you in that area. That is an outside perspective.
That is the one drawback for, yeah. I'm like, I kind of want to sit there. I can't, huh? That outside of that, I'm fully supportive of being seated. But then,
I think I would be too. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, I think I would be two, because 9 times out of 10 in the seat yourself scenario, I find a great table and sit down at it and then look behind me and realize there was 4 other people waiting for that same table that I didn't even notice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think I've done that before, right? You're just like, oh, and then somebody's just like, hey, man, I was waiting for that. Oh, shit. I didn't see you, man. I wasn't trying to be a dick.
So that would take the anxiety off me of having that happen, which I would appreciate.
Right. I don't like the games of that, but then Matt has a point of like, then you're at the whoever's doing the hosting duties, you're at their own discretion.
Yeah, that's true. You know, some people would like to get places early. I don't know who they are, but if you're one of those, that might work out. You know, get there early and say, "Hey, I'll wait a little longer for that table over there."
Do that. When you have kids, you hang out with the early crowd.
so you get the good seats.
People with the kids and the old people. You're there at four. You know, at a dinner place at 4 o'clock, 4:30. You're like, yeah, this is fine.
This is where, great. Like
in my 20s, that would just been completely, utterly ridiculous. Like you don't even like think about leaving the house until like 7 o'clock.
And yeah. 4 o'clock is snack, so you can make it to 8 o'clock dinner.
You're like, you're like beginning to think about what you're gonna do that night. Yeah, I think if it's busy, I want to be seated. Even if it's going to be not a seat I want.
Right.
I want that be seated model. But if it's, you know, middle of the afternoon, it's pretty light. I would want to be able to choose where I want to sit.
Yeah, and Doghouse is the perfect example for the hosted model, because they are constantly busy. There is never like 2 o'clock on Tuesday, full
busy.
11:30 on Friday, full. It doesn't matter. So now you have that, the hovering, you know, the vultures circling, watching you. This guy's down to a quarter of the fries left.
Yeah, and that too.
Two bites left on a sandwich.
When you actually find your table, and then like,
yeah,
and then people are like eyeing you. You're like, hey, man, I got this table, bro. I might be here all day eating these fries.
Starting to close in on that table. And then you see the bartender set down one more beer for that asshole.
Son of a bitch. Go drink your beer. Yeah.
Drink your beer
Don't
home.
Do you have a home to go to? Nope, I'm going to sit here and drink my beer.
Oh, they're almost done. They're done. They're going to get up and what the fuck? He's ordering another beer. Go to the bar. They have beer at the bar.
So Matt, you're good on culture. All right, Nick.
Hi.
What you got?
Oh man, mine's slim as well. So let's see what we can make out of this. Oh yeah, beer for dogs. This is an old article, but we never really talked about it yet.
It's an old code, but it checks out. It's about to let them through.
Busch Beer announces a new brew for your other friend in your life.
Oh,
your dog.
Louis, do you want a Busch Beer?
Yeah. So it's called Dog Beer or Dog Brew. No bad stuff is in this beer for dogs. No hops, no alcohol. He's like, I want to get drunk.
Louis says, what's the point? I want to get fucked up.
It's made of bone broth.
Ooh. Louis, your ears peaked up there. Perked.
So there you go. You could have a beer with your dog.
Oh, man's best friend. Where is it? Does it say where that's actually available? Or is that just a stunt?
Only at Busch.com.
Okay. All right. I might do it. Take some Golden God money and get Louis some beer.
Yeah. Local news. I noticed.
I love when they talk local.
Barrel House, our very own Barrel House, has posted the notice to sell alcohol letter.
All right, it's happening.
Which means they're within 90 days of actually selling it. So
cool.
Construction must be getting close. Ample patio for the COVID era dining before, until we can go back inside. Roll up doors, of course, to be used twice a year in Fresno.
Yeah. They'll be good for October and March.
That's right.
It's probably one of the most noticeable things these days is how many places don't have patios how under designed patios have been for places that do have them.
Yeah. And you would think Fresno would have, I've been harping on this for a while before the pandemic, Fresno is just under.
Oh, really? Yeah. Tell us about that.
Under patioed for a long time. And I know we're hot, but it's like,
come on.
The rest of if you've got a shaded patio, you're golden in Fresno, as far as I'm concerned. And it doesn't seem that I would think this would awaken that, but everything seems temporary. I don't see any. It doesn't seem like it's going to change any designs about anything. The only thing I noticed, and this was, it didn't matter because it was pre-pandemic, that the Fireball has a new Burger King, and they have walk-up windows, and the Burger King has walk-up windows. Yeah, I've never seen a new major fast food restaurant have walk-up windows, and this Fireball Burger King does. So they're like we're cool. We already got walk-up windows.
Yeah, that will become a thing with the newer restaurants, the walk-up windows. There are a few restaurants are converting banquet spaces. So banquets are out, no buffet, no more buffet type foods. Yeah, they're converting those into their patios.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll ever have the Popolo's salad bar ever again.
Ooh. No, they are pre-made salads right now.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, so yeah.
I haven't had Popolo's since this whole thing started. Have you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nick has Manhattan.
There's no, they took out all their taps.
Mm-hmm.
Only bottled beer, only patio dining in, which they do have
a
patio.
Yeah, that's funny because they have a kind of significant patio that I'd never seen it used before. And now they're finally using it.
Yeah, and it's got a semi-good view of the river mm-hmm. from where they're at. I mean, there's some garbage in the way, but
look over the garbage and all the yellow weeds. Mm-hmm. You can see the river,
and you can see the river. So it's not terrible. It's covered, and you know, it's definitely not a temporary patio like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
No more pizza by the slice for lunchtime. You got to order a pizza.
Oh, wow. Huh. Okay. Well, that makes sense. You can still get pizza by the slice at Mamma Mia's. Just, you know.
Mamma Mia.
The best deal Mamma Mia's has is those pizza by the slice because they're huge.
Yeah, huge.
Huge. $6. Huge, huge slice.
Oh, by the way, pretend I went. I opened Frogtown. What is this? Frogtown West Coast IPA. Apollo 18.
I love gold.
Do you know where that's from?
L.A.
So probably a two-year beer?
Yes, according to the masking tape, this is a two-year beer.
Oh, did he cover up the ABV?
Negative.
Oh, okay.
Would you guys like to guess?
What was it? What is it? What style is it?
West Coast IPA.
Oh.
Single IPA.
6.7.
Mm-hmm.
6.8.
Ooh.
And it's Matt by a hair.
What?
7.0.
Oh. Jeez. Even when he can't taste it, Matt still wins this game.
You saw the ether coming off the top.
He's all, yep.
I saw the golden color, which you don't typically have in light IPAs.
Oh.
Goldness.
Wow. He did use some skill in there.
Golden amber, I should say.
Oh, boy. Out in the world, we lived dangerously and took a vacation outside of town.
Oh, boy.
Spent some time by the sand and the water.
Now I can't see you guys for 12 days.
Perfect. Maybe that was part of my plan.
He was like, yeah, you know what? Let's just go to the coast. Well, I don't know if that's a... Maybe not, but we won't have to see anybody for 12 days after this.
Yeah. So one day equals 12 days.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Nothing out of the ordinary over there. No, they're a little more open than we are. But the big thing I noticed is the usual places we stopped for beer no longer had it.
Taps.
Taps.
Oh.
What?
They got rid of their taps? What?
No. The doors, man. The doors went from pretty okay to awesome mm-hmm. back to craft beer door starter kits.
They
reverted away from their selections.
Ouch.
I don't know if it's an area thing. Like, mm-hmm. is that part of the coast no longer into the craft beer, so they went back to their old ways? Or is craft beer in general slowing down?
Tony Bags, what's going on over there, dude?
Yeah.
In Morro Bay? Is it the bottle shop in Morro Bay?
Bottle liquor.
Bottle liquor. That's what I'm thinking.
That was one of them.
And they reverted.
Yeah. Oh, no more. Man. Like they used to have all kinds of.
They were legendary. You
know, Firestone box beers and Stone, like the Stone, the big cork bottle specialties. Lots of stuff. Just weird stuff, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Ouch. And
it's just like Foster's is back.
Hey, we got Foster's. Did you guys move your craft beer? Oh, that's right there where the Foster's is. Okay. Yeah, mate. Have a beer, mate.
Have a beer. I'll have a beer.
I'll have a beer.
What can I get you?
Beautiful stars.
Full stars.
It's like the only Australian beer we get. Can we get more Australian beer here, guys? Like, what's
Nobody cares. I'm not saying there's not good beer on the coast. I'm just saying, well, so I guess my point is, you know, bars are closed over there still, mm-hmm. which lent for more hotel drinking.
Yeah.
So of course you go, you know, you want to go to the bottle shop and stock up for the evening, and made it not impossible, but a little more difficult to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you gotta mule your own beer in, apparently. Make sure at least. Yeah.
Like you're camping, pack in, pack out.
Doing opposite now. Before it was like we leave Fresno, we're like we bring an empty ice chest and stock up. But now we're gonna have to make sure we leave Fresno with an ice chest full of beer.
Yeah,
because Fresno is just that cool. That's why.
That cool, man. I mean, I guess a trip to Central Coast Brewing would fix it, but
there you go. Just stop off. They got the new place right off the freeway.
What's the cool new place? Kilo?
Kilo. Got to check that place out one day when I travel again.
When you travel? Silva, as you're going through Paso?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one place I've yet to be, and it upsets me. I have not traveled personally since Thanksgiving. I've been around for work at as north as Atwater, but I have not personally left the Fresno area for any trips since Thanksgiving. So might do something next month, but we'll see.
Yeah, this was my second travel since last year.
Other areas are like, whoa, what's the problem? We'll do whatever we want. That's what you got there, Nick?
That's my cultures.
Cultures. GABF is coming up.
Oh, boy. Except are we still going?
Virtual. Yeah, we're going this. I think actually we might go this year because it's virtual and you can get it there's a $20 pass out there. I'm like, yeah, maybe we'll do that. So that's October 16th through the 17th. And there is a $20 pass out there. I don't know if there's different levels or something, but I did see there is a pass for $20. And that pass does get you discounts at like certain places. There wasn't really much in Fresno outside of BJ's is the only place that looks like it's participating in the discounts.
Oh boy.
But if you buy a pass, then that it opens up discounts at various places like you breweries or whatever.
Get you some of that Piranha Pale.
Great American Beer Festival.com. And I think it's worth it. $20 pass. So just see what the hell I can watch on there. let's see. I know last week's Drinking and Thinking newsletter. It's a newsletter I have, a Beer Geek newsletter.
Yeah, it's cool.
Drinkingandthinking.substack.com. You want to check it out? I posted a thing about some food guy did a vote on appetizers. And
all right.
He
got my attention.
Four choices. And one of the choice that won was cheese curds. And he didn't even have nachos in there. It was fried pickles, cheese curds, I think hummus and something else. Cheese curds won. And I'm like, I think I've had cheese curds like once in my life. And so apparently I feel like this is something regional, but would you agree with this cheese curds being a winner?
The first question that people also ask, are cheese curds illegal in the U.S.?
Cheese curds illegal? What the hell is a cheese curd? Is it just fried cheese? Because that's mozzarella sticks. And I'm fine with mozzarella sticks.
That's basically what it is. Stir in the batter to coat.
They're like lumpy mozzarella sticks.
Oh, this is a Canada thing.
Oh, Canada likes them cheese curds.
Rad Mike, feel free to chime in.
Rad Mike. I vote for fried pickles. I'm a big fried pickle fan, so.
Oh.
I know not everybody is.
Wait, are we just getting to throw names in there?
Yeah. List to pick from? What's your favorite appetizer?
Favorite appetizer? Ooh.
Tempura green beans.
What? Favorite? That's like number one?
Wow. Yeah.
Because it's delicious and healthy at the same
time. Delicious and healthy.
Yeah, but how much ranch are you using?
Mm-hmm.
The same amount I'd use for onion rings.
Half bottle per stick. Coat it, baby.
What do you think of Habit's fried green?
Get half fries, half green beans every time.
Oh, so you like them. I get those at Habit once in a while. They're not bad. But over nachos, you'd have a choice. Nachos or fried green beans, and you'd choose the fried green beans?
If nachos are an appetizer, you're doing it wrong.
Oh.
Ooh, wow, that's meal worthy.
I agree with that. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, nothing's coming to my mind. I'm going to have to go with buffalo wings. Good old-fashioned wings. Okay.
All right.
What about buffalo chicken fries if you're going to go buffalo?
Ooh. Well, again, that could be a meal, too. That's in the nacho territory.
That's in a good meal. Yeah. Do you ever have that, Mikey? That kind of secret menu item from Popolo's?
The what? Apparently not.
So it's a bed of fries. They'll put cheese. Then they'll put buffalo chicken, I think green onions, and maybe a little bit of ranch. I don't know. It's all loaded up. They're pretty dang good. Pretty dang hot, too.
Okay. I'll have to go there with you one day. One day when things are normal again.
Ooh, what about deviled eggs? Where are you guys land on the deviled eggs?
Nope.
No?
Not a fan.
It's not an appetizer. It's a finger food.
Oh. Technical.
Wow.
I mean, they're good at the time, but the next morning, whew, you pay for it.
Just like a hazy beer.
Yeah, you have deviled farts.
Deviled. I think I'm changing my opinion. I'm back to the hummus and chips. That's my go-to.
Oh, hummus and chips. Get in there.
Lazy Dog has really good hummus. Mm. So does Mad Duck.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Agree with those. Appetizers. Back when we used to go to places. Well, I think we're good on the culture. I gotta go get another beer.
Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542 is the voice line of the Dorktown Network, including the Perfect Pour. You can leave a 3-minute voicemail for us and we'll play it here on the show. You can also email us, record something on your phone or your whatever setup you got, and email that file to us. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Let's start with the traditional voicemails. What do you say about that?
Sorry, did you give a fax number just in case?
You can fax, see what happens, fax that voicemail line, see if anything happens. I don't think anything will. It will come back at you. Oh. But if you want, I'll throw out a number that you can fax to. We'll find a fax, a working fax machine that'll relay a message to us. Maybe you got one at your work, Nick. Maybe Matt still. Do you guys still have a fax line? All right.
Got a fax.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Well, just fax it over to Tioga Segoia, and we'll get it.
Say hey, and then I'll drop it off at your
house. Oh, now that I know Tioga has a fax, I'm just gonna do pictures of my butt and fax them over.
Hey, we're getting a fax.
Oh, fuck.
What is this?
I don't know. Looks like a butt.
Yep, it's a butt.
Came from Snapchat.
Yep, that's definitely a butt.
Can you fax from Snapchat?
Can try.
I'm just digging in my fridge here because for the first time in a minute, you know, this whole COVID thing. I didn't buy as much beer as I normally used to. So I was kind of running low. And I went to the store and I saw something I've never seen before. It's called ZFG. Hmm. Yeah. Who makes this thing? I don't even know. But it says zero IBU pale ale with Citra, Mosaic, and Moteca hops. You better believe at 4:59, when the clock strikes 4:59 today, I'll be on those right there. Just trying to figure out what's up. Anyway, I listened to the episode. I'm working from home today. So I got about halfway through, and then people started calling me. Lumber Jose, where's my data? Lumber Jose, where's this? Lumber Jose, where's that? So I didn't get to finish, but I'm going to finish.
Where is this?
I'm going to finish. I already committed myself. I'm going to finish. You guys have a good day. Keep up the great work, guys. My office.
Thanks, Lumber. You keep up that work from your office, Lumber. Yeah, you know. Drake, yeah, that's the fun part about working from home is you can, it's a little easier to slip in a beer there once in a while. Nobody knows anymore.
I love gold.
Whoa, sorry. I opened a beer during Lumber, right before Lumber opened his beer. It's donated to the show by Chew Your Beer, North Park Beer Company, Mosaic Robot Fighter. Ooh, it's good. Let me tell you, it's a good one. I'm missing out.
It's a good. Let me tell you.
Continue voicemails.
Hey guys, it's Paul here.
Hey Paul.
Hey. I'm just drinking an Uva Dank and binge watching Cobra Kai. That's all I had to say. Cheers.
That's good. It's good.
Not wrong.
That's badass, man. Hey, that's badass. Hope you're listening to some Speedwagon in the background while you're watching it. I'm recommending
something
Cobra Kai.
Something I find funny. Is that show was out on YouTube, and now everybody's going nuts about it because it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, nobody wanted to buy YouTube.
Well, yeah, because nobody wanted to. Yeah.
I was like,
we're already paying for Netflix. We don't want to buy that.
Kind of want to watch that, but do I want to buy YouTube Red? No, I'm good. Well, I'm glad Netflix got a hold of it. Yeah, I watched it all, both seasons. Got through them all. Nice. Solid. There's going to be a season 3.
Ooh. I'm a quarter of the way through season 1.
Oh.
I have not watched it.
Oh.
Would recommend.
Yeah, if you like 80s stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And the plot twists keep coming.
Yeah.
You don't know who's the good guy anymore.
All right. It's a good, the season two season finale is pretty solid. All right. That was our traditional voicemail. Let's go into the emailed voicemails to us, and we'll start it off. Looks like a Colorado rep, maybe.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
It's Con and Janine and...
Pittsburgh Tom.
Oh.
We're here in Denver.
He what? Came out to Denver.
A Pittsburgh rep.
We're going to get it.
It's awesome.
Get
it's
it.
It's actually a lost. Get it.
You guys bring people together, and it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, at a carnival.
Yeah. Yeah, we're at our, what, fourth brewery for
yeah,
the night?
Fourth stop of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we're showing them around some local Denver places.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Denver's a hot spot.
We got to go to Ratio. I know Tony Bagg's favorite place. We had beers there.
Yeah.
We got to go to Odell and River North, and now we're at our mutual friend. And it's starting to rain on us.
It's all good.
It feels nice.
Feels nice. It's good. Yeah, it's
beautiful
fun.
Here in Denver.
Yeah.
We're having a good time. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
So usually we have a question for you guys, but it sounds like tonight we're not going to.
Oh, no, I have a question for Matt.
Uh-oh, Matt.
Matt, explain Matt. What wet hop is.
Yeah, we want to know what that is.
Yeah, what's going
we
on?
We had a wet hop beer at Odell.
It was very good.
It was really good, but we've all heard of dry hopping, but we don't know what wet hopping is.
Clarify.
Please.
Yeah.
And...
maybe we should give Nick
oh,
one.
And we're watching Cobra Kai.
Oh, yeah, you guys watching Cobra Kai.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai, I've got to start the season off.
Yeah, Tom's going to watch it now because we recommended it. Yeah. But it is really good. I agree with you and Mikey. It's awesome.
I'm kind of rooting for the good guy.
There is no good guy.
Johnny's the good guy.
No, he's not. He's sort of a bad guy now.
He's just human.
I don't know. You guys think there's a good guy or a bad guy?
Yeah, that's our other question. Is there a good
Cobra
guy and a bad
Kai.
Guy?
Yeah.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
And we want you to keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
I'm keeping.
It's sort of everyone's sort of a little bit bad in Cobra Kai. Everyone's sort of good
is that
and
the
bad.
Plot?
Well, you kind of like everybody, really, and then but Daniel's not.
Then you kind of hate everybody.
Daniel's very human. He's not. He's certainly not perfect. Certainly not the nice guy that you get from the Karate Kid movies. You're like,
damn.
It's a little bit bitter.
So How I Met Your Mother had it right, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, they had the whole thing of like, they're the ones that put forth the theory of Cobra Kai being the victims,
the good guys. Yeah,
they kind of do play that out a little bit in the show.
So kind of pre-cheers to Tom. He's now my Facebook friend.
Yeah.
I was like, who's this VW guy? Because he looks like one. And then I was like, Tom, Pittsburgh. Oh.
Oh.
Say it the other way. Say it the other way.
I don't know a Tom Pittsburgh.
Tom from Pittsburgh.
I know a Pittsburgh Tom, but I don't know a Tom Pittsburgh. Never heard of Tom Pittsburgh. Do you think maybe it's Pittsburgh Tom? Nope. No, this guy's Tom Pittsburgh. There's no way. Different guy.
Tom Pittsburgh.
Hey, what's up?
I was like, is Pittsburgh really in Pennsylvania? I thought it was in a different state.
It's really Pittsburgh.
Isn't it Michigan?
Really?
Pittsburgh, Michigan? Isn't that the map? We need the map.
There's a Pittsburgh. I think there's a Pittsburgh outside of the Bay Area.
He's not from that one.
Oh, okay.
There is a Pittsburgh CA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like around Walnut Creek or something, or Martinez or something.
With shipping beer throughout California, I'm finding out about a lot of towns.
You're like, whoa.
Between Concord and Antioch. How about that?
Yeah.
I can't remember this one. There's this town, like, it's on like the 152. So it's like off of like Tracy.
If you go north, you get off of the Tracy exit.
But it's off the highway. It's between the Bay Area and like Northern California. And it's literally just like a community. It's for local folks like us. It's like the equivalent of like Pinedale. And they're like, you're a city.
You're a city now.
Well, we are. Yep.
And it's called, it's like mountain adjacent city or something like that. It's just, there you go.
I go to
forever stamp.
Lompoc. Lompoc. I'm from Lompoc.
It's whenever I go over to the Central Coast and people are like, oh, where are you from? I'd always say Clovis because they go, oh,
cool.
Because you go, oh, I'm from Fresno. They go, oh, well, your ice cream fell on the floor. Sorry about that.
Oh.
It'll be $26.
Oh, I guess I should advise you that I'm going to spit in your food.
That's the only time I would admit that I was from Clovis is when I want nobody to analyze where that is in California, out of town. Oh, where's that at? No, that say, question never happens. They just go, oh, cool.
You can say Oakhurst. That might get you. Oh, okay. When I go to Yosemite, I go to Oakhurst. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Don't ask me details other than Southgate and the Vons. I know those places.
Wow. But they did ask me a question.
Oh, yeah. Wet hot.
Okay.
So there is the term dry hopping and there's the term wet hopping. They are both the same method where hops are added during the fermentation or after the fermentation process to enhance aromatics or taste or aroma.
Enhance.
Which ironically was something I was reading about today. I didn't plan this, but essentially a wet hop is a whole coned hop that is pulled from the vine and then introduced into the beer. Sierra Nevada is really big about that. They'll say whole cone or wet hopped. They'll just harvest it and throw it in the beer.
Nick likes that shit too.
I love it. It is. It's Northern Hemisphere season.
Normal dry hopping is hops that are picked from the vine. They are dried and then they're usually processed into pellets or lupulin powder, hop oil, and I think the hop powder would be cryo. So those are the main formats you typically get hops in. But the whole purpose of pellets and stuff like that is basically they take away the shell, the leaves, everything that you don't need, and they just preserve the lupulin power and the little bits on the inner sides that they are more potent. So every time a hop is more refined or more processed, you get better yield. So if you use whole cone hops, you'll probably lose more beer than you would with pellet hops, than you would with
Nick, you lose more beer with your wet hops.
It's okay. It's worth it.
The further it's processed, the higher the concentration. It's easier to get more effectiveness out of pellets. It's easier to get more effectiveness out of cryo. It's easier to get more effectiveness out of oil. So,
guess what? It's not hazy, so we're fine. Ooh. There'll be plenty for me. This year's wet hops are Cascade and Centennial.
On the Northern Hemisphere?
Mm-hmm.
Is that out yet, or is that coming out? Because I've seen something about it.
Basically, the two words you just said is old school.
Wow.
I'm old school. I like my hops wet.
I'm sorry. Did I say Sierra Nevada or did I say Cascade and Centennial? Ooh,
just wait till we get to my Ben Cott drinking and you'll be surprised.
I can't wait.
Does the hop farmers that make Cascade and Centennial are like, dear God, please, Sierra Nevada, don't ever go away. Fall off the face of the earth if you leave.
The Haze Boys have taken over. We need you.
Please, please don't go. Mr. Grossman, can you sign a contract for another 20 years, please?
This is not telling me when it was released, but it was recently.
All right. There you go.
So, Matt, you want me to call Mario right now? We'll find out.
Yeah, give him a jingle. Matt, see what he's doing.
Gave you your wet hop tutorial.
Drew, you be here, Manic and Mike. How you about those doing? Quick thing, homes. So I went fishing on Saturday. Took my kids out fishing, got some fish, and I made some fish tacos. Here's a crazy thing. On the way back from, we went out to Redondo Beach. On the way back, we stopped at Hawthorne in a brewery called Common Space. Stopped by there. I could have gone to El Segundo, but I went to Common Space because my wife likes a beer they make called Josie's Wheat. And I figured what better way to keep the wife happy by bringing her some fresh crowlers from a beer she loves in the brewery. Got off, ordered a few 4-packs. I ordered a Mexican lager, their West Coast IPA. And I was chopping it up. Chopping it up means having a conversation with the beer tenders or the employees there. And I also did ask, because I had a couple bucks I wanted to get rid of, if they had anything in the back that's not on the menu that might be up for sale. The guy, he says, hold on, let me check. I think we might have something. Goes in the back. As he's in the back searching for whatever item it is, I'm talking with the other kid. And we're just having some fun, man. He notices I'm wearing an 818 brewery hat, and my brother-in-law's wearing a McLeod hat. He's visited both breweries. He's been to the Valley. He realized we were beer enthusiasts. And then we started talking about the perfect boar. He's not a listening
perfect boar.
Listener of the perfect pour, but he does dabble a little with Hopped LA and the Four Brewers, but which is cool, Holmes. Other than that, the guy comes back from the back and brings a 4-pack of I'm So Hoppy Triple Dry Hop Pale Ale, homie. I pay for my beers. And I look at my receipt and I realize that beer's not on my receipt. And I tell the kid, I'm like, hey, I think you made a mistake. You didn't charge me for this. And the guy looks at me and goes, hey, this is on us. And I'm like, what? Are you serious?
Industry.
Does that happen? Is that something that has happened to me before with people that I know and that know me? Hint, hint, somebody in the show. And I appreciate that. But with a perfect stranger, homie, me just walking into a brewery. And then just maybe it's the way I conversated with him and it was cool. I don't know. They didn't charge me for it. And it's a beer that he can't find anymore. Is it a whale? I don't know. But it drinks so fucking good. So delicious. Raider Ants is getting one because that's my boy. We had a good conversation. And I think he deserves to enjoy one. I have two more, homie. I might send one out to you. I might not, depending on how drunk I get today. That shit might just go, Holmes. I just had one, and it's so delicious. So, other thing. My voicemail last week was about Beer Thug Life. Funny thing, I get a text from Sore Eye Suds, a.k.a. Brian. He was on the show that week, homie. So a lot of my questions were answered. That's it. That's all I got to say. Matt, has that ever happened to you where you hook up somebody that you don't know that walks into the brewery? And the reason why you hook them up, maybe you could tell me, was it because I was cool and I made them laugh? Or was it because they just thought, like, hey, this guy deserves to enjoy this? That's it, homie. This is True Your Beer. You have to watch your Common Space, man. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Appreciate you. And I'll keep pimping you guys out. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
My best guess is that they're huge fans of red on red Chevy Suburbans. Okay. So there you go.
They're like, oh man, that guy's ready Chevy Suburban. I love it.
That guy deserves a beer. Taste. He has taste in quality manufactured vehicles.
You're supposed to keep it on the download, Chew. When somebody slips you a beer, you're supposed to you're not supposed to tell everyone. Like, hey, this guy's giving me a free beer over here. Hey, he didn't charge me. Come on, Chew. Don't blow him up. That's cool, though. When's Chew going to get a freaking recognized? He's an influencer. He deserves a beer. There's people with way less of a following than Chew Your Beer that ask for influencer beers. Chew never asked.
So what he did is what he doesn't realize what he did. The couple of the best ways to get above and beyond service, in my opinion, is A, you walk into the place and you set down beer. If you receive beer that you didn't have to retrieve, that immediately piques your interest to go, oh, hey, How's it going? I'm interested how your day is going. The second thing is to be a cool person. I think with any customer service aspect, if you have somebody walk in that, you know, they're just, you know, they're kind of like Wayne's World where they have the VIP pass and they're just kind of like showing it around like, hey, look, yep, dips, yep, dips, look at me, yep. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's back there. Yeah, lots of people's girlfriends are back there. Lots of
people's girlfriends are back there.
I feel like generally those people that give off those vibes get it back. So, I mean, if you have general love of craft beer and people are able to pick up on that, I feel it's reciprocated. You know, they're able to tell you're from out of town, you gave them a shot, that you like craft beer. You know, I purposely focus on having bartenders that notice that kind of thing. And nice. It plays very well. I've seen so many positive customer service aspects where somebody's just like, oh, are you traveling? Oh, have you tried our stuff? You know, just that kind of stuff. And it just ends in such a positive manner.
Oh, you're traveling? Did you know we're the hometown of the perfect pour? Oh, you didn't. Oh, okay. And then you make them get their phone out and subscribe to the Perfect Pour. That's what you do, right?
You make them?
Get your phone out right now!
On that aspect, if somebody that listens to the shows ever showed up, I usually try to give them stickers, and that has always gone over very well, too.
Ooh, sticker.
You're like, hey, here's a sticker, and you'll just see them light up. And I'm like, cool.
Cool. Hear that? Going to the Tioga Sequoia beer garden and see if Matt's there. He might get you a sticker. That might work over at Steven and Zach's brewing as well. If they got any, I don't know.
Yeah, they have a little comment section. It's all describe how to find you. Just put in there. Just be like, have the Steven and or Zach bring out my beer, please.
I want to see this Steven and or Zach. There you go, Chew. I think you got to explain a good explanation of how to conduct yourself in a beer garden, and you might get an extra beer.
Just be cool, honey bunny.
We're in the perfect port for your beer. Guess what? No shout out this week. This week's quick little shout out goes out to the Lakers. Hopefully they make it.
We'll see. Then get past Utah. Nuggets, Holmes.
All right, shut this voicemail off.
Because I'm a little drunk, Holmes. It's only Tuesday, no, 3 beers in. Had a 14 Cannons triple IPA.
Ooh, but drinking then I had triples.
Common Space triple dry hop pale ale. And then I had Beechwood Citraholic, because Citraholic never, woo-hoo, ever disappoints. And now I'm drinking Common Space Hay something IPA. So this voicemail is because of what Paul called in last week. Paul, sober October. I take that as a challenge, Holmes. And guess what? You can count me in, Holmes. What made me think about it was today. It's only Tuesday. And I'm four beers in, Holmes, and I'm buzzed.
Yeah, dude.
I think I have a problem. I don't have a problem, Holmes. I just need to slow down. So count me in. I accept your challenge. And I think the only way this would be fun is if we challenge community members. So I'm going to go ahead and start challenging somebody. If that person accepts, then you have the right to challenge someone else before October starts. So
please don't be me. Please don't be me.
Janine from Colorado.
Oh, no.
Janine,
don't do that. Challenge. I love join Janine me drinking. And
Paul for Sober October. Your liver, your kidney, your skin will thank you. what a better way than to do it than with the community together and not drinking alcohol for one month, homie. That's all it is. It's just 1 month. So, Paul, count me in, Holmes. I'm down. Sober October, me and you, we got this. I just challenged Janine. Janine, if you accept,
no,
then you have the opportunity don't accept to challenge it, somebody, and so on and so forth. If you want to join, go ahead and call in and say you're down with me and Paul, and hopefully Janine, and challenge someone, Holmes. So that's about it. That's it, Holmes. That's all I had to say. I'm really, really, really fucking drunk. I'm not even buzzed, Holmes. I am so fucking drunk, and it's only fucking Tuesday, and this is why I'm doing Sober October. Mikey, join us, homie.
No, you can do it. No, there. You cut challenge Janine. Only one can't fucking be me.
Month, Holmes. 4 weeks. Thursday. Thursday sounds like Thanksgiving. November, homie. We just get fucking drunk again, Holmes. We'll make up for all the lost time. All right, homie. This is Tree Beer. And I'm out. Paul, we got this, dog. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
But October has 31 days. That's rough, man. You got to pick February. So there it is. Chew's put it out. Chew has accepted Paul's. Paul wasn't, like, completely sold on it. Sobertober, he was like, if I get, you know, enough people want to do it, then I'll do it. And Chew Beer says he'll do it with Paul. And anyone that wants to get in on that, next week will probably be the last. Yeah, it'll be the last week you can accept this challenge. So, and, you know, make it a thing. So get your voicemails or tweets or anything, emails in to say, yeah, I'm in too. And then it could be on. See what you did, Paul? Look what you did.
Making waves.
Will there be a Sobertober, a group of Perfect Pour listeners participating in Sobertober? We'll see next week.
Hey, Perfect Pour, it's Brian Wazoo Corvette. Wanted to call to chime in on Hoppy Libation's homework assignment. So when I started thinking about what beer would describe this show the best, it had to be an IPA. That's probably the most common beer style you can see. Not to say that
I'm drinking my narwhal in bitterness right
but,
now.
But you're all very hoppy. But it had to be something that would be approachable, smooth, flavorful, and I thought barrel-aged as well would be the most appropriate. So I thought Gigantic Brewing's Pipe Wrench, which is a gin barrel aged IPA, triple IPA, I believe. I've had this beer a few times. It's delicious, flavorful, approachable, not too strong, not too hoppy. I think that many different palates could appreciate it. So my beer to describe the perfect pour, Gigantic Brewing's Pipe Wrench gin barreled IPA. Paul from Fairfax, good luck on your Sobertober, and you as well, Chew Your Beer, if you're going to pull that off. My wife and I, this next year, we agreed on doing the first full week of every month sober rather than taking January off. That'll give us 12 weeks instead of 4 weeks, so maybe that'll be better for us. Hard to say. We'll find out. Hey, guys, I took Monday off this week, and I hauled my wife off to Moxa Beer Co. or Moxa Brewing Company, where we sat down and had to have some food. So we had some shrimp tacos from a food truck, which were wonderful. But I started off my drinking with their fest beer called Leather Drinking Shorts. Just a delicious, delicious brown amber lager. And also got a pour of their pastry stout called Pastry Mode, their imperial stout with hazelnut, cacao, vanilla, and coffee, which was like drinking Nutella-flavored beer. It was really good. Kind of shared the Helles lager with my wife. And another one called Live Laugh Lager, which was quite tasty, nice hoppy lager. And then we fell upon the Hawaiian Sour. I can't remember the name of it exactly, but it was more tart than sour with tropical fruit added, lactose and vanilla. And it was just like, this is perfect beer for just a Monday afternoon playing hooky from work. Just made everything happy. So anyway, guys, thanks for doing the show and drinking the beers and being who you are. Really appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Bye.
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 Sacramento.
Ooh.
Yeah, there it is.
Beer Minto. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's good, yeah.
It's always good to take a Monday off, enjoy life a little bit, and get a glimpse of what you're working for, which is retirement for me, is retirement and of one day, like it, having a Monday where you're just like, yeah, this is the day like any other day, and where the weekend means little to nothing. That's really that's the American dream. That's a real American dream of being able to just live your life and not have to work.
Live your life, bro. Live your life.
So thanks everyone for calling into the show. Keep it up. Remember next week, if you want to get in on this Sobertober, contact us on social media, Perfect Pour Podcast or Perfect Pour Pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com or call into the show 559-492-0542. Say, yeah, I'm in with Paul and Chu. And we'll see if this is going to happen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You guys all right? Did you guys get any new beers?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh.
I love gold.
What you got, Nick?
Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. You got do you have a Norwalk buddy? Nobody cares. Do you have a buddy?
I got Norwalk. I do not have a Norwalk.
He has a 12-ounce bottle of Sierra Nevada Norwalk. Norwalk.
Mm-hmm.
What, how much Norwalk. How much alcohol is in that? 20.
All of it.
No, all it's all alcohol. Alcohol. Okay. It's wonderful.
It's a modest 10.2%.
Oh. You got a six-pack? That's brand new?
Oh, yeah. Brand new.
Is this, when did they... Yeah. It, or when did this come out? Do you know?
I don't know.
Where'd you get it at?
Should be dated. Yeah, should
I
be
don't
dated.
See my date.
Where'd you get it at? Say, Mart?
My date.
It's usually on the bottom left side of the label.
Tiltal Wine.
Oh, Tiltal Wine.
Tiltal Wine.
Should be white font.
Yeah, it should be. And I... do not see
come
this.
Come on, Nick.
I'm having 10.2%. My eyes don't work anymore.
Matt, did you open up a new beer too? Did you say?
I did.
What'd you have?
I love gold.
I have Radiant Beauty West Coast IPA from the greenest of cheeks.
Oh my God. Ooh, I'm going to have to go get my green cheek beer then. Looks like.
It is a 2019 silver medal.
Oh, silver.
American Beer Festival winner.
Not gold. Okay.
There's I don't know.
Look out for. Wait, what are you doing, Nick? Nick's got a flashlight in the screen now.
Yeah. Hey, how's that look? You guys like that?
Yeah. Something no interesting on the video.
No yellow font either.
Better get out your magnifier glass while you're at it, too.
I can't see it.
Somebody call Sierra Nevada and ask them where it's at.
I strive to have a desk, or in my case here, a beer bench with one of those big magnifying glasses, and once in a while, I have to pull it out and be like,
Oh. I have the... magnifying fluorescent light in my garage.
What? Oh, that one that's sort of like a dentist the
halo
style?
With the, yeah. The halo.
Oh, I want one of those. I want one of those. Oh, can I get, how much one of those run you?
That was a cool $20 at the thrift store.
Oh, at the thrift store. You found that at the thrift store? And it works?
I did. And it works.
That's a good find. I want one of those. I've been wanting one of those. Those are badass. Yeah. They're like jeweler sort of things. Where mm-hmm. Like look. Yeah.
Yeah, you're investigating something serious. You're like, magnifying and the light
and every
in one unit.
Every action mystery movie has one guy that has about a 2-minute scene where the protagonist brings this item to them. And they're like, "Oh, what do you think this is?" And they're like, "No, geez, that's a Egyptian blah 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 and a blah blah blah." And they're like,
"Oh, but the initial shot is the magnifying eye through the other side of the glass. Like all you see is the eye looking through the giant eye. Like, oh. Looking the other way, as if you're the object being looked at.
Yeah. Oh, this is serious here. This.
They could be had on Amazon for about $45.
Whoa, bro.
But they're not fluorescent. They're not modern.
Piece of shit. New school technology.
Are they LED?
They're LED.
LEDs are fine unless you have a spinning object and then the phasing messes with you.
Oh, interesting.
Well, so the thing about LEDs is you just have to figure out how many hertz they are.
Yeah.
If they're less than 60 hertz, you'll notice the actual
pulsing,
flickering, the pulsing, yeah.
The on off, the 0101 cycle.
0101
Oh, no.
Come on. Why am I the one bringing it up? Matt, where are you? I
sent Mikey down a clutch.
Matt, where are you? Where are you with the clutch music?
I forgot that clutch was a band.
Damn it.
You never know when you're going to step in.
I better hear that before the end of the show. Otherwise, this isn't an actual episode.
I'm not willing to go there.
We're going to trash the episode if you don't do that before it's over.
We need some clutch in our life.
There'll be no show posted on Friday. And people are like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, we had a music reference and Matt didn't fully investigate it. So I just trashed. I dumped the show. Well, yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, 370 episodes.
I was we've dumped three singing of them. Michael McDonald all week from last week's show.
Oh, so that's awesome. Vindication. Oh my gosh! How many questions did you get from the producer on that?
I try to keep it like down low.
Okay. Got it.
I do it very subtle to see if she'll notice. Like if she's like, why are you singing Michael McDonald?
Why?
Why are you doing that?
Just why?
It's on the show, honey. You should listen to it. It's pretty good.
You should listen to the show once in a while.
I mean, it's no Dorktown, but it's all right. Looking out for beers. Hey, Matt, are you looking out for a beer?
Yeah.
All right. That helps. Sure.
Oh, you want to know what it is?
Yeah, we will. Yeah. It's an audio format.
I'm actually looking forward to our newest batch of Facelift Pale Ale. It will be dropping on Friday, which is a celebratory day for myself in general. It is a very strong pale ale in a market that doesn't really exist in the current timeline. Oh. So I'm happy to stock in my fridge with that.
Is this a day of birth celebration day?
Yes.
Oh, look at pre-cheers to Matt. Happy birthday to Matt. You're listening to the show on Matt's birthday.
You're welcome.
He's 22 today.
Woo!
Man, this sucks. This is why we can't, you know, we're not in studio. We can't properly address these birthdays now.
Yeah. We can't dig deep in that old beer drawer and get him something special.
Yeah, I've been saving something, but no, can't do it now. But that Facelift, and there's another beer coming out too that has some important significance to the local, to the
Forest Fire.
Forest Love. Is that out this weekend too? Or
that's out October 1st, but both beers support organization, or they're both beers designed to give back to certain communities. Facelift is for Yosemite. Facelift, obviously, the main thing that they normally do is not really happening this year. So they're just kind of like still like facelift from home is what they're calling that. So maybe clean up your local community, the trails that you're still able to go to, just however you want to participate in that. And then we have Forest Love, because some almost a quarter of a million acres, just a little bit north of us, have burned.
Yeah.
And we're making that beer to help give back resources, or, you know, give, just not even put a dent, but just to do something to give relief to hopefully somebody that was affected by that, whether it's, you know, we're still exploring ways of, you know, who needs money or who needs what, mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff. But at least the buying process of fueling that is already happening.
All right. Yeah. Tioga very involved in the Sierras here, and this creek fire that's been happening around us has been huge. So it's nice to see Tioga stepping into that.
Yeah. I love gold.
Oh, Green Cheek was mentioned. Oh. So I had to go get my Green Cheek. I have one too. Chew your beer.
I got mine too.
Oh, then. Wait. Oh, wait. I think we're supposed to all open these up at the same time. Are you having, you're having the Radiant Beauty?
Yep.
Okay. Nick, you're having a Radiant Beauty?
I don't think I have a Radiant Beauty. Oh,
I think you do.
Think you do.
Think we all three have the same one. Well,
ain't gonna happen tonight.
That's for sure. Well, fuck that up. Sorry, Chew. But we're, Matt and I are.
Wow. Wow. It's okay. I'll just stay over here with my narwhal.
Ooh, and hang out. It's a West Coast, dude. You'd like it, Nick.
Dang. Wait, did I drink that already? Okay, now you got me curious.
I don't know. It's good. So that's what Matt's looking out for, right? Yeah. Do you have any odds? Okay. Oh, I noticed a beer in my social media feed this week that is very show related, but I don't think they're
okay. Meaning. I do have.
Oh, you do? Say good.
Yeah. Got it. It's got a little pelican on the cover.
Yep. That's it. This one's from
Peacocker.
Yeah, it's what the hell is that? Toucan
bird. Toucan. Toucans.
Brothers Cascadia Brewing up there in the Vancouver, Washington, just north of Portland. Super Chief. Yeah, it's a beer called Super Chief. They didn't put a comma after super. So I don't know if they're referencing Scotty B or not, but Renee knows these guys, these brothers, Cascadia. She's going to check with them, make sure it wasn't a Scotty B reference.
Super Chief.
That's Super Chief. So there is a beer, an IPA called Super Chief. And so it could be a Scotty B reference, could not be. I don't know.
We don't know what
we're
going on.
We're looking out for it. All of a sudden, Nick has gone into a dial up situation.
Oh, am I blurring?
Yeah.
Can I go to Forest Hook?
You're gonna have to turn your modem off and turn it back on.
Oh boy. Shift it in forward.
Yep. Shift it in reverse. Maybe I'll. This week's Humble Sea beers, because we got to mention Humble Sea beer every week, even though they don't give us any beer. Wizard of Fog. It's a Wizard of Oz reference, obviously. It's got ruby red shoes there on the cover, so that's fun. Finn Diesel. Instead of Vin Diesel, it's Finn Diesel. That's a DDH West Coast IPA. And then Sonic the Hedgehog, DDH. It's a foggy IPA. Just what you want, Nick.
I do.
A Mammoth Brewing.
Am I still digital?
You're better. You've gotten better.
Okay.
You're improving. Good. Somebody must be downloading a Netflix movie in your house.
we're just going to download the whole Cobra Kai season, right?
Or somebody's playing Fortnite in there. Who's playing Fortnite in your house, Nick?
God, nobody. What do you play Fortnite on? I don't know.
What are you playing the Fortnite on? Mammoth Brewing Company. We're talking about this Creek Fire. I'm worried about Mammoth because it's like inching its way on the other side of the Sierra. So, and that's where Mammoth Brewing Company is. But they have revisited. They're in cans now. And I thought it was the first time they're in cans. So I commented on their posts, like the owner's post. Like, I was like, yes, this is so cool. And he's like, well, actually, we used to be in cans back in 2008.
Oh.
And their canning line was just so old, I guess they just sort of got too old on them. So they went back to went to bottles. They've been bottles for so long, and now they're back into cans, and they got new cans and new can art and stuff. So I'm looking for some Mammoth in cans.
Well, in case you didn't know.
And here's a beer that Nick will stay way the hell away from. From Oscar Blues Brewing Company, one Y. It is a 100 calorie hazy. Is a 4.0 hazy.
4.0 alcohol.
Yeah, 100 calories for a hazy beer. 100 calories from Oscar Blues.
So all haze, and it doesn't get you drunk.
Yep. There's no way
that sounds perfect.
Nick is not going anywhere near that beer. But I think that sounds like a good day drinking beer to me.
Wow.
That's a beer I break my 3 o'clock rule for.
3 a.m.
3 a.m. rule. I'll start keep drinking after 3 a.m. if I got a
perfect
100 calorie 4% hazy beer.
Wow.
Right. And that's
why? Just why?
Well, because you want to drink something in the middle of the day. Why not?
No. Why make it hazy, though?
Well, okay. That's an argument. But because people like hazy, Nick. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Oh, are the haze boys getting a little fluffy? Is that what's going on? They're
a little chubby.
been
drinking those hazes for a couple years. You got to start putting on some pounds, man.
Coming out of quarantine a little fluffy.
Yeah. Let's start pull it back somehow.
Their sumo suit has become a track suit.
Yep. Bearded Brewer 87 on tap. Did you do some drinking this week?
I did.
Oh, okay, good. That will help.
From Alvarado Street Brewing Company, I had a Minesweeper, their double dry hopped edition.
Oh.
Literally tasted like peaches.
Hmm. How many?
No.
Come on. You guys got me. I didn't know what you're referencing for a while. I was trying to get you.
What are you referencing?
What are you referencing?
What is the exact number of peaches you tasted in this beer?
The amount of Oktoberfest lager that I've drank from work from Tavern Sequoia is probably above the average person.
I'm so Oktoberfesting, bro.
He's drank so much, he's speaking German now.
The Oktoberfest is over. But it's September. Yes.
a beer that was donated by Chew Your Beer was X-Raying Flowers, a double dry hopped, hazy double IPA. A lot of words, but it's from North Park. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And in, oh, so I happen to be in Whole Foods. It was one of those days where it's like, I don't want to go anywhere else. So I'm going to pick up a six pack at Whole Foods.
Once I get home, I am not leaving.
Well, I was already in Whole Foods, but I was like, I'm not going anywhere else. I don't care if there's something with I don't care if their front doors in front of my truck. I'm not going in another establishment.
I've found myself in the Whole Foods.
And so I was already in Whole Foods and I was like, I just want an IPA. And I was like, I want a six pack. I do not want a four pack of IPAs. And so usually your only option for a six pack of IPA cans at Whole Foods is Pizza Port. And so I was scanning back and forth. And then I came across this beautiful green on green box that caught my eye.
Rolling Rock.
And it was a generously hopped IPA from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, and it's called Dankful.
I got the Dankful. It's out.
And I had that beer. I had that beer again, and I had that beer again when I got home. I had three in a row because I could not tell that that was a Sierra Nevada beer. It tasted so modern, so smooth. And usually Sierra Nevada for me is a end of the night beer where I'm like, I'll just have one more. This Dankful is a whole different thing.
Wow. So, that's interesting. So it doesn't taste like it's out of Sierra Nevada.
It tastes a bit more modern.
Wow. Yeah. Cause usually anything Sierra Nevada tastes like, yep, this is Sierra Nevada. All right. No matter what the beer is, that's wow. I am looking out for that Dankful then. Not that there's anything wrong with anything else Sierra does, but so it's just interesting.
It's two row pale, then there's caramelized malts and rye. So that's probably more the coloring. Mm-hmm. It's a standard ale yeast, which could be their proprietary blend, but it's just a regular ale yeast. But the hops are Columbus, Chinook, Mosaic, Equinox, Nelson, Zappa, and Idaho 7. So it is a relatively modern hop build.
Oh.
And
look at you guys, Sierra.
7.4%. It's a pretty dang solid beer. All right. I'm happy to have picked up that six pack. I already miss it.
Somebody get mad at six pack of Dankful.
Right. Yeah. There was definitely a couple other beers mixed in there, but they're not necessarily coming to the tip of my mind. Mm-hmm. So they probably weren't as rememberable.
Mind haze.
He got a mind haze, Matt. All right. Well, if you think of them, you let us know. Just jump in.
No.
Don't disturb mine, but if Nick's saying stuff, you can jump in.
Wow. Oh, really? We cannot pick who we tangent, sir.
You cannot choose who you tangent. You tangent to you tangent.
I haven't had an abundance of mind haze since Grizzly Fest
2016.
Public outreach 2019.
That was
is that before the fire, pre Firestone flap or post Firestone flap?
What I will say is there is an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they marked the number of beers they drank on their t-shirts. Ooh. I might as well have done that for that Grizzly Fest. That's what I'll say.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that episode. I gotta watch that. I like Always Sunny. Nick, did you drink some beers this week? I heard you were on the coast. COVIDing it up.
Yep. Getting all the COVIDs, bringing it back to the valley, sharing with everybody.
Thank you.
Meet me at the patio.
Oh, should I not go to Mama Mia's this week?
Yeah, you probably should. Maybe I've COVIDed already over
Damn
there.
It.
Thanks to the Bearded Brewer, I had TDH Nelson also.
Yeah, I had that.
Really as well. Yeah, I had it. I had a therapist from Dust Bowl. Local reference. Let's see. While on vacation, as you all know, alcohol is not allowed on California state beaches.
Yes, we know.
Yeah.
We all know this,
I
right?
I wouldn't do that.
So I had iced tea on the beach instead.
Yeah.
What's he like?
So I had two iced teas on the beach. One tasted, imagine if you had an iced tea that tastes exactly like Hop Fu from North Park Brewing Company.
Ooh, man, that's a good iced tea. You got to clue me into this iced tea. I
know. Yeah, it's pretty slick, man. Cheers to chew your beer for that one. I also had an iced tea that tasted exactly like a Torpedo Extra IPA from Sierra Nevada.
Hmm.
Yeah. I would not drink on the beach. I would not break the rules.
Oh, yeah. Iced tea is fine.
But, I mean, it's just uncanny how much they taste. They taste like it so much, I checked in on them tap.
Yeah, tap police didn't come and arrest
you. Yeah, they didn't. They're like, oh, we understand, sir. Oh. Please carry on with your day.
Well, that's good.
And I think that's it.
All right. The Nick 80. You can follow him and Untapped is untapped as well.
On the Untap.
Let's see what I drink. You can look for me Dorktown on Untap. I had a field work. Now you can get field work if you go to Out of the Barrel. Free Cloud IPA. It's not bad. Also had a Megatron with the Chi Megatron IPA from Fieldwork. That was nice as well. Alvarado Street, full pale, had a pale ale. And it just so happens that it's like two guys on a sort of, not really a yacht, but like a sailing vessel.
A schooner.
It is very yacht rocky, dude, 70s guys on a boat, dudes. And it just fit with our episode last week very perfectly. And I didn't even mean for it to happen. That's just how it happened. So
it just happens.
Look out for that Alvarado Street full pale. It's very, it says very much like episode 373 of the Perfect Pour.
Alvarado.
I also had that beer. I forgot about it, but I bought it for the name because it just sounded funny.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the brewers that they typically work their way into the labels somehow.
Oh, is that the actual pictures of the brewers?
Like that? They usually superimpose faces on different bodies and stuff.
I didn't even know.
Like
that.
There's a couple labels where they have the jet skis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's brewers' faces on that too.
I didn't even know that. Also, I have from Bottle Logic. That might be too far back. I don't know.
Charisma Attack?
Yeah, Charisma Check. Charisma Attack. Charisma Attack. I'm being attacked by Charisma.
It's D&D, bro.
D&D, man. Do you even Mosaic, bro? New Glory.
Had that.
New Glory. New Glory. Had it. Also had another one. I didn't even check in. What was it? Seemed like it was major. Oh, it was Humble Sea, Foggy by Nature.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
It's pretty good. That's what I had. So Bearded Brewer 87. The Nick 80 and Dorktown on Untap. Look for those dudes. They're pretty cool. I suggest you friend them. We doing all right? Any new beers?
We are good.
All right.
Oh, my normal body said I better slow down.
Oh, boo. I got to work in the morning. Work sucks. Just wait till we're retirement age. This show is going to fucking race. Cheers. Wow. Cheers. The most drunk retirees ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be eating dinner at 3:30. Getting drunk by 5.
There you go. Get that dinner out of the way so you can start drinking.
Yeah.
Just to give you guys a studio update. Louis is in the producer Becky's chair, half asleep. So, just so you know, that's what's going on in the studio.
That's what's happening right now.
Matt, do you have any cheers?
Just re-cheersing Pittsburgh Tom.
All right.
He made it past the forever pending Facebook friend request phase. So
I stopped adding people on Facebook a few years ago, and occasionally a Perfect Board listener will try to add me on Facebook, and I just ignore it. I don't think I've added a new person outside of a family member for a long time on Facebook. It's just, I don't know why. It's just because I don't do anything on there except for post pictures of my kid. And pretty much that's all I do. So I'm like, nobody else. Perfect Board listeners don't need to see this. This is fine. So there you go.
If you're going to my Facebook for thoughtful or inspirational things, that does not exist. It's just, there might be a.
There's some good music referencing, good stereo referencing.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that there's quality content.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the content's good.
Let's not get things mixed up here. But it's usually I just go, oh, yeah, people use this as a way to communicate with others. That's usually when I post on Facebook, but it's not. It's not my go-to to be like, hey, let me tell you about something.
I've got a thing to say about the election right now.
I bought a truck off Facebook. Yeah, I'm still alive.
What? You did? For real?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, he got a Ford Ranger with 6 light bars on it.
Yeah. This guy was selling it cheap.
6. This has got 6 light bars. Most guys have 4. I got 6.
No, man, if you had the new 805 Cerveza sticker on it, I might buy it. I might hold off.
805 for life. Nick?
What?
Cheersing?
Oh, cheers to Chew Your Beer. Thank you for the beer donations to my personal library. And cheers to Bearded Brewer. Early birthday cheers.
Aww. Yeah.
Thanks.
Aww.
Happy birthday to Matt. That's an original. You can classify that as a Rhythm Wookiees song.
Wow.
Happy birthday to Matt.
Are they going
to
update their Where Are They Now?
Yeah, we need to do a Where Are They Now Rhythm Wookiees video. That's...
Where have they been between now and right now?
Right now. Where are they at right now?
Well, oh, man, I've been doing a lot of stuff. Keep myself busy.
And are all 4? Are all 5 of you still alive?
Allegedly. As far as I know.
That's where you're supposed to be like, there's only four of us. To be like, what?
There's only four.
What happened to the fifth guy?
No, I was trying to think. I was like, is there a fifth guy? I don't know. Did we have Gary Cherone come in and sing for us at some point?
There you go. Wow.
I thought the fifth guy was Michael McDonald.
There's a tangent. Who would be your replacement singer?
I'm a singer. Go ahead, in the Wookiees.
Somebody prove me wrong that Michael McDonald was never in the Rhythm Wookiees.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Show me evidence. Show me evidence he wasn't.
Yeah.
So cheers. You guys are good on cheersing?
Yes, sir.
Cheers to the golden gods. The golden gods of the perfect boar. They are an special elite crew of the Perfect Boar listeners. They actually give us money every month, and we appreciate the hell out of it. And it pays all our bills, so that's pretty freaking cool. And because of the website Patreon, we can give them a little bit of bonus show, which is the tailgate. And they also are in on our perfect, the private Facebook group we've got, and all the other things we can do. So thanks, guys. Thanks, Golden Gods, for keeping us going, not having to pay anything, since we don't have to worry about Ubers anymore.
Ubers.
So all our bills get paid. That's pretty rad. So thank you. Also, we got sent from across the pond, east coast. This is sent to our, if you look in the show notes, we have an address you can send postcards to, you can send beer to, you can send whatever you want to. And this is,
no bills. No, you can't send your bills.
Bills. We're not going to pay them, but other things you can send to us. This was a nice little letter sent to us, our UPS store box. I hope you all are, I hope you all are well during this crazy time. I am a long time listener from the UK outside of Brighton and love the Friday podcast.
Isn't that
Brighton. Wow. No, he's just outside of Brighton. Love the Friday podcast. During lockdown, I started printing custom wine and beer labels for people and thought you might enjoy a craft beer bingo design. Anyways. What? I've got them here in my hand. You guys don't know. Stay safe. Check your dates. Drink fresh and keep up the good work, guys. Warm regards. This is Barry in Brighton. So thank you, Barry. I've got them here. I'll show you on the video.
Aww.
It's like they're like these beer bingo stickers. You can just sort of play beer bingo. Well, it's hard. That's not showing up. But like, it's craft beer bingo. It's like one square is like, it needs more hops. And one square is, I'm a home brewer. And one square is, they sold out. So you can play some beer bingo while you're drinking your beer with these stickers. Uh-oh, here we go.
Does anybody know?
It sounds like this, it's not the Stray Cats.
It is a Stray Cat.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry, wrong rockabilly.
That's Deep Stray Cats.
There's a rumble in Brighton tonight.
Nice. Nice pull.
Old Brian.
So, cheers, Barry. Thank you. We like things getting sent to us, even if it isn't beer. It's hella cool. Woo! Okay.
Nice. Get through that.
Cheers to everyone that shares the show on their own social media. Really, thank you for that, and talks about the show. That's all. That's the only way we can grow. Is you guys talking about the show to somebody else and cooling them into the fun we have every week. So thank you guys. And obviously, again, Cheers to Bearded Brewer 87. He's older now. He's more wiser.
He's more wiser.
Once again,
Budweiser.
Do not forward your bills to us. You will not pay
just
them.
To be clear, that nothing will happen. I will look at them and I'll put them in my shredder and zzz, and they'll be gone.
Just like Ron Swanson in the vegan bacon, he'll just move them 2 inches over to the trash can and drop it.
Okay. And also cheers to the Friday night Get It crew, the virtual Get It crew. If you're a listener of the show, you just want to hang out with other listeners on Friday nights here in the Americas, the North Americas, there's a virtual Get It that happens on, and if you want to get in on it, you can, message Chew Your Beer. You can, message
Aunt Robin.
You can message us and,
message Aunt Robin. That's what I did 2 weeks ago.
Don't message me.
Are you guys still going? Hey. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, how do I get in there?
They went late last week. They were like still doing it. Usually it ends around in the 10-ish o'clock hour West Coast. But they were last week. They were like up still past midnight. If I had known that, I would have got in there. But well, how did it go when you got in there a couple weeks back, Matt?
It was pretty good. There was a decent crowd. We all had fun, and as people would say, all the heavy hitters were there.
Ooh,
wow!
See, gotta get in there. So, figure it out. Message us or somebody involved, and we'll give you the codes to get in there and have some fun on Friday nights. If you're out there, you can't go out to a brewery. You can virtually get it. All right, guys. We have fun.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That was the episode. Louis had a good time. He's conked out.
Yeah, how many crackers did Louis have?
He had several. Many crackers.
Okay.
That was episode 374.
Well.
So have a great week.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Okay.
Check your dates.
No.
Keep your mask on.
Damn it.
Don't do the little thing under your nose. But beer drinking hard
with mask on.
Figure it out. Okay?
Yeah.
I need you to figure it out. I want to get seated.
Just pour the beer down the snorkel. Yeah.
I want to be seated.
Oh, yeah. You want to hover?
No hovering.